This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business, a staple in most Asian diets, the humble soy sauce. We don't think much about it, but every household Malaysia definitely has it. Along came Musee's Enterprise, who's building on a family business to come out with Mu Artisan Soy Sauce. I'm here with the creator, Shirley Chia. So nice to be speaking to you, Shirley. I've been doing some research about the company, and we've got to start with your family business, right? It's been around since Malaya received independence in 1957. So that's quite remarkable on its own. Please do share with me your grandfather stories.
Hi. Good morning, Frida. I'm Shirley from Mu Artisan Soy Sauce. Yeah, my grandfather started the business in 1957, but Mu Artisan is started by me around about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So 1957, my grandfather started brewing soy sauce around the house. As like he wanted to earn more income, he migrated from China to Malaysia. Then he learned the skill in China. Then he wanted to earn some extra income for the family. So he started to brew one and two and the soy sauce around the house and for the neighborhood. And it all started from there to my father. Then we moved to a proper place. And now I'm the third generation. I'm thinking that soy sauce is something, yeah, we take for granted. But right. I think it needs more appreciation. So this is how Mu Artisan work off.
Okay, so now what made you decide to leave your corporate job in a bank after 11 years with a 90% pay cut to do this? I was like, what? 90%? Okay.
Oh, yeah. How silly am I, right? Yes. Sometimes I wake up, I will like wonder my vision as well. But after that, I'll just move on and do it. I have been in the bank for the past 11 years. It's fruitful. I would say I love my previous job. Without the previous job, I wouldn't be who am I today.
Right.
But after a while, I need something that more meaningful. I need something that more fulfilling. So, and also, I saw my family, they are working hard on this. And I know that someone needs to step up to this. Mm. If I don't step up and continue this, then this will be ended at my generation. So I have the burden to carry the legacy.
Right. Okay, so this is something that you want to do. Now what you're doing is, I know the industrial side is still happening, of course, and this is the artisan side, right? How is industrial made soy sauce different from artisan soy sauce, or handmade in this case?
Oh, we have two brands. One is for a restaurant, hotel, and cafe that is more mass productions, mm-hmm. and that is for like commercial use. Mm-hmm. That one is involves I'll put it in simple example. Just like if you go Char Kway Teow, Char Hokkien Mee. So the artisanal is like they fry a plate by a plate. So it's more scale, small batch. Then for the commercial one, it will be a big scale and a bigger batch. So the taste and the labor involved and the time is different.
Right. Okay. So, okay. Now I'm getting the picture when you said Char Kway Teow. Now, Musee's also mean museum in French, right? Why did you make that correlation with your soy sauce? Because that's the Musee's Enterprise is the parent company, your company anyway. Why did you do that?
I named my company is at Musee's, and the brand is from Mu. It's from Musee's. I wanted to build a food museum. So when I travel around in U.S. or in other countries, I see they have like good museums telling the food story. And why not one in Malaysia? And some more soy sauce is an ancient art for us.
Right. Okay. Right. Now, okay, tell me, you say, it's handmade, right? Take me through that process in soy sauce making. What happens step one till, do you get to the handmade one?
Oh, okay. The step of making soy sauce is easy, but it requires a lot of patience and time and care to it. It's just like the care of a baby. I will always say those fermented urns are my mom babies outside. So first is we have to steam the beans. Then we have, after that, we make this flour. then it has to cultivate the soybean mold, which is a Japanese called koji, that takes about 3 to 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we will take the soybean mold into the fermentation urn outside under the sun for 6 to 9 months.
Wow. Okay, so that is a thing, the 6 to 9 months. If you were to say the commercial ones, they wouldn't be that long?
The commercial one probably is about 3 months, and it will be added with enhancer, some just to make it good, because it has to, it is like commercial needed. But for artisanal, we take the pride of minimum six months.
Okay.
So if 6 months can't do it, we think that quality is not good, then we'll go to 9 months or 10 months.
Okay, so you even, you wait up to 6-9 months. Okay, so when you say the quality is not good, what do you mean? What do you mean is not good enough?
Because we rely a lot on some backing. So, you know, our weather, especially during now, year end, it's raining and it's something that we can't control. So we will just let it ferment for longer. But for us, you know, time and capacity, land capacity is money. So for artisanal, we will just put the quality in the first priority.
Okay. Is the process different when it comes to, say, the soy sauce made in Japan? Because they also love their soy sauce.
In fact, actually, soy sauce comes from China.
Yes, we know that. So, have they changed their methods in any way?
I would say different countries have different methods of doing soy sauce. Each of them are good. It's just different culture. So, for Japan, they have season. They have like 4 seasons. So they make soy sauce in a different way.
Right.
Which is they put indoor. That's why it will have alcohol inside most of their soy sauce.
Right. Okay. Because of the weather, and of course in China and Malaysia is also different, huh? Right, okay, although the history... Now, you currently have 3 types, right, of artisanal soy sauce. Can you explain each?
Okay, we try to have a specialty in our soy sauce, even though soy sauce is a traditional thing, but I believe that we can add in some modern twists. So we have 3 types. The first one is first draw. First draw is a 100% first layer of soy sauce.
Right.
It's like extra virgin.
Okay.
So for us, 100% first draw, as in like the whole bottle is first draw. So we do not mix with any other draw.
Right.
The one is our signature product, also the bestseller. Then we have organic bean light soy sauce. So that is fermented from organic bean and organic flour. So that one is light soy sauce, as in like you use it for stir fried braise, which is you need more quantity of soy sauce.
Right.
And we have Gula Melaka soy sauce. Gula Melaka is I wanted to mix some local things into the soy sauce. So we thought Gula Melaka is good with their fragrance and thickness to make the uniqueness of the soy sauce. That's our last year's specialty. And coming up Chinese New Year, we have something new coming up.
Okay, so you're not telling yet. Okay, so now when you say the Gula Melaka one, right, how is that eaten? How's that taken?
For our soy sauce, like first draw and Gula Melaka, we design it in a way that for non-heat cooking, more for non-heat cooking.
Right.
As in like, they're so pure and raw
that
you enjoy it by itself. So more for dipping, more for cooking when the cooking is done.
Okay. And so with the one of your soy sauce is using non-GMO soybeans?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Soy sauce is from non-GMO soybeans from Canada, and organic bean is from organic bean.
Okay, so this is then. Of course, you have. You're taking them from Canada. Are some of them being grown locally? The organic ones.
No, I haven't come to anyone that grows soybean in Malaysia. If anyone, please contact me.
Okay. So so that's why it still has to be imported, in that sense. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about the distribution of your products in just a moment. I'm here with Shirley Chia from Mu Artisan Soy Sauce. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Blockbusters for me, BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu. I'm here with Shirley Chia from Muzi's Enterprise, and she's come out with Mu Artisan Soy Sauce. You know, she was sharing a little bit earlier on about how she left her corporate job at a 90% pay cut to go back to this part of a family business, but to come out with her own artisanal soy sauce. And, you know, your family business has been around since independence. Now, I heard about you guys because I want to talk about this because I discovered your brand on a Langit website, right? Why did you tie up with them?
Oh, so you know this Cantonese saying that yellow fan, yellow is soy sauce fan, right?
Right.
So we thought it's a really good combination. I love the partnership with them.
Right. Okay, so other than that you distribute with them, where else you people can buy from your website?
Yeah, directly order from us or with some of the coffee and shop in Bangsa. So for me, the distribution channel, I will be started with more boutique shop instead of the hypermarket.
Right. So there are no plans for the hypermarket yet?
Not at the moment yet, because for me, this artisanal, more artisanal product, for me, I see it as a lifestyle product more than a grocery product.
Okay.
But of course, we are moving there.
Okay. Because you're talking about production capacity as well, right? So what's the production capacity for your soy sauce in a year?
When we just started, because this artisanal, we are still using the traditional small barrel.
Yes.
So for one barrel, we can, after 9 months, we only have about 100 bottles of first draw.
Wow.
And we are insisted of 100% first draw. That's why our soy sauce, there's a tag on it, saying that you will know your soy sauce is from which brewing barrel,
right,
and when do we make it. Yeah, we have about 200 urns, so 200 urns, that's our company.
So, and the thing is, I guess also if you tie up with the hypermarkets and all that, they also need a certain amount of quantity, right?
Yes.
So right now, people can go to Langit website, they can go to your website, and there are certain cafes in Bangsa that also sell your products. And I guess it tastes lovely with soft-boiled eggs.
Yeah, there's one cafe using it on the table for Kenny Hill Bakers.
Right. Okay. So, and is your family continuing with their side of the business, or have you also taken over that as well?
Oh yeah, the commercial side we are still running, and we are still in it. I mean, we are running it together.
Okay.
It's the same office, brewing plant.
Okay. Are you involved in that side at all? Are you totally focused on your Muzi's?
I'm involved in that as well. I'm trying to modernize it.
Okay. How so? Tell me. When you say modernize it, how so?
So we're trying to modernize it from different angle, from the production angle, which is the operation part. We're trying to reduce the labor intensive part. We're trying to bring in some latest technology and branding. I'm working on a new facelift the redesign of the bottle and all.
Right.
And I'm trying to put the distribution online as well.
Okay. What is the family brand called? What's the parent company?
Oh, it's called Simpson, but I'm not sure how many. It's not that famous because we supply the restaurant and the restaurant will tell you what soy sauce they are using.
Okay. So it's actually very B2B.
Yes, it's very B2B. We don't even have to B2B. But some of the famous restaurants in the town are using our soy sauce for years.
Right. Okay, so but very B2B, and then with this rebranding and everything, you also plan to make it B2C, more widely available?
That one we are still thinking about. It's either remain with Watson for B2C and B2B will be the B2B brand.
So right.
It has a clear.
Okay, so were your parents supportive of you doing this?
No. Definitely no until today.
Until today, they still want you to go back to the bank.
They will feel like I'm sending you to school, and why are you coming back and doing this thing? But I slowly changing their mind.
Right. So did the pandemic affect production or affect your business in any way?
Yeah. Definitely. For B2B, because the restaurants are closed, or some of them are only take out during the MCO, so we are quite badly hit on that. But the other side for B2C is like doubled during the MCO, because more of them are staying at home and they realize how important is good for us. So we are doubled during the MCO, but B2B part is badly hit.
Okay, so what's next for Muzi's? I know you were saying that you're coming up with a new taste, right? During Chinese New Year. But you know, when you talk about your grand plans for the brand, what do you see?
For Muzi, we are striving to put in more local criteria or more local surprise in voice for Muzi. Mm-hmm. And we're also thinking that we want to represent Malaysia, because actually Malaysia has a good barrier to fermented soy sauce. And within Southeast Asia, we Malaysian Chinese are the one that who keep the root of the ancient soy sauce still good.
Right.
So I'm thinking this is actually our unique point that we can try to export the soy sauce for more people to taste the real.
Right. Okay. So, and Malaysia has, in your eyes, has the best. And So like you were saying, the weather actually makes a lot of difference, right? As we don't have the seasons to contend with, so it's always hot, and it's actually very good for the soy. Okay.
Because the fermentation process is under the sun, the traditional way of making the soy sauce, the fragrance will come from number one, the sun basking. So the longer that it keeps under the sun, then the fragrance will be better.
Okay. So, and in terms of your pricing, you feel, I think it's reasonably priced, right? And it's also a conscious effort to just sort of price it at that it's about 18 ringgit, right? So you think that is the right price point?
Actually, at first, about 2 years ago, it just started, I don't know how can consumer or customer accept that it's 18 ringgit one bottle of oil. So I bring it to a bazaar during Chinese New Year. A lot of people are saying that, hey, this is 18 ringgit, it's yao, you know. So, okay. But then after they try and they know the story and the hard work behind it and the quality ingredients that they use, I think consumers are starting to take it, oh yeah, it's worth 18.
Right. And I think also, like, when people know the story behind it, you know, they're very enthusiastic about it. I know it's like, wow, you know, that, you know, got me thinking about supporting local brands, the story behind it. It's got a long history. You don't want to lose the history for a company that's been around for over, you know, 60 years, right? Shirley, I understand you are also one of the finalists for the Alliance Bank Bismart Challenge. Why did you decide to take part in this?
Actually, back then I worked in a bank. I know about this challenge.
Were you working in the same bank?
No. That's not inspired. Definitely not. Back then, when I noticed about this challenge, I whispered to myself that one day I was part of it. And
right.
It comes through.
Okay. So then you are now, top 20?
Yeah, the now is top 10, finalist of top 22.
Okay, top 22. What have you learned so far?
I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Alliance Bank for helping us to get on the SRF loan during the April, despite that we are new to Alliance Bank.
Right.
What I have learned so far is that in the same community, like-minded community, which is very important, that I know I'm not alone. Whatever I'm facing, I'm not alone. That I have a like-minded community to grow together.
Okay. And so, actually, what was the reason you decided to join? Is it the prize money? Is it the branding? Is it the, you know, what was the main reason?
Do you know my dream? Actually, one of the main reasons that I joined is I want to revise the traditional business.
Right.
I want to modernize the traditional business. I want to give a new life to traditional business. I think there's no other way there's the best way to tell the young people or those who are struggling in traditional business that, hey, that it's new hope, that it's new chance, that you don't need to be the tech startup or don't need to be, you can be a traditional business to bring a new life.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons you took part. And of course, the prize money is also not too bad, lah. If you were to win, if you were to win first prize, right, what would you do with the money?
I will build up the production capacity so that more people can try on our sports. And I would really want to represent Malaysia as a, you know, when people look at Malaysian, then you will know this is a pride on Malaysia. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, all the best with that.
Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, lots of exciting plans for you. It was such a pleasure speaking to you and what you're going to do with this brand. Shirley Chia, talking about Mu Artisan Soy Sauce. Of course, she's from Muzi's Enterprise. You know, do check out her soy sauce. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.